What's up, sunshine? Happy Friday, Friday. It is time for your rapid fire, informative and fun 10 minutes of news. We have a volcano putting on a fiery show that looks like Earth's version of a lava lamp you have to see today. We also have a family that lost everything they packed for vacation and a stranger swooped in to save the day. And some future journalists are coming for my job. It was nice knowing y'all. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. We start with an update on artificial intelligence and its impact on the American workforce. We are headed to Porsche's U.S. headquarters. As many companies go all in on AI, workers across a wide range of industries are feeling the squeeze. A recent analysis from Goldman Sachs estimates that AI has reduced monthly payroll growth in the U.S. by roughly 16,000 jobs in just the past year. The report comes as several major companies have announced mass layoffs citing AI, all while increasing investments in it. Some jobs are disappearing, others are changing dramatically, but some may become more valuable. Our Ryan Young introduces us to some workers at Porsche who say experience, craftsmanship, and some problem-solving skills are uniquely human and are still difficult to automate.
A car requires a human touch.
You have to have that human interaction.
AI cannot do what a trained technician can do.
People are concerned, and rightfully so.
Workers across all industries are growing anxious as advances in artificial intelligence and automation technologies move deeper into the workplace.
Goldman Sachs estimates that as many as 300 million full-time jobs are exposed globally over the next decade as automation technologies from robotics to algorithmic systems evolve.
People are afraid because they don't know if their jobs will be next.
But Porsche believes their well-paid technicians will stay in high demand.
Even if an AI advances further in the future, I just personally don't see AI ever taking over our jobs.
How important is it for you to be able to put your hand in the spaces and be able to touch all the
It's very important. Something is starting to deteriorate. You know, there's normally kind of like a pliability to some of these rubbers, right? And if you can touch it and you start to feel that it's hardening, then you know. And one of the things, too, that's super important is smell. It's an instant clue that something's not right.
I can never see a robot, you know, bending their, you know, parts to get into a crevice or a little point where a human could, you know, a human touch.
I don't think there's really such thing as an AI-proof job. It's just those jobs that are AI-resilient. And even when you think about mechanics and those jobs in the skilled workforce, I personally believe that right now they're not going to replace the worker. They're just going to help improve efficiencies and make the tools better.
Pop quiz hot shot. Which of these is Hawaii's most active volcano? Mauna Loa, Mauna Kea, Kohala, or Kilauea? If you said Kilauea, you're absolutely lava-ing this quiz. At roughly 280,000 years old, Kilauea is Hawaii's youngest and most active volcano. Scientists estimate in just the last 1,000 years, lava flows have resurfaced nearly 90% of it. Basically, Mother Nature hitting the refresh button over and over. Speaking of refresh buttons, Earth's been running one of its most spectacular updates yet. Take a look at this. This incredible video shows lava erupting from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. The eruption is part of an ongoing series of spews that began in December of 2024, with lava fountains repeatedly bursting skyward. For scientists, Kilauea offers a rare opportunity to study one of the planet's most active volcanic systems. All right, now, as much as I'd love to keep this job forever, great storytelling depends on the next generation of journalists rising up and asking great questions. I got a chance to meet some of them, and they put me to the hot seat for some mock interviews, and let me just tell you, these students came prepared.
Are you a pineapple on pizza type of guy, or just keep it plain?
This interview's over.
A couple of weeks ago, I spoke with students as part of CNN Academy, a program to help nurture the next generation of journalists. A total of 80 students, this group of college-age and new graduates, come from across the country, from Penn State to where this panel was held, Georgia Tech.
So what, as a reporter, helped you develop skills from playing in the NFL?
Teamwork.
And as that teamwork aspect, you have to be able to go and work with a team, with producers, work with directors and shoots. So what have you able to take away from the teamwork aspect?
See how she did a follow right there? But sometimes you'll get people like teamwork. And like they didn't really want to talk about it.
What a better way to learn about reporting than to get right into the hot seat and let them interview me.
What advantages does being a good team player, being able to operate as a member of a team have when it comes to being a journalist? Like, where does that give you an edge as a journalist as compared to people who maybe aren't so good at working on a team?
I played 9 years in the NFL and the average career is 3. Were there more talented players than me physically? Yep. But no one's going to outwork me. No one's going to be more coachable and no one's going to be a better teammate. And so same thing in TV, very cutthroat industry, radio, whatever it is. I mean, there are people who would love to take your job. So how can I make myself indispensable?
What would you say is like a challenge that you think this new like upcoming generation of sports journalists will face? And what would be your advice to like overcome that?
I would say one of the biggest challenges is to not get replaced by AI. And I say that part jokingly, but like part serious. So what do we have that computers don't? It's those interpersonal connections and relationships to just be human, interact with people, have conversations with people. Cause now you have an experience with an athlete or a coach that you put on air or that you put in an article or that helps get you another interview with that person that AI or no one else can do. Only you can do it. Cause there's one of you in the world, right?
I saw that you did wrestling and football when you were younger and that you set these records that were super high. And I hear you talking about like you want to outwork everyone. It seems like that's been a principle that's been in your life from the beginning. Can you talk more about kind of like what's instilled that?
I was always chasing a dream, right? I always knew from the time I grew up that I wanted to play in the NFL. I had a support team around me, my parents. My mom cut seatbelts out in the back of the car, made a harness for me so I could drag tires, moved to a bigger school district so I would get noticed by colleges. And so what I'm getting to here is just having a yes coach mentality all along the way, like having my dream, having my goal, but sometimes that's not what God has made us built to do or is not our ultimate path. And you may not know that yet, but if you have that yes coach mentality, so I go to defense, led the team in tackles. All of a sudden, I'm the only player in Stanford football history to lead the team in rushing 1 year, tackles in another. But if I had said, no, I'm a running back. I'm going to be a running back in the NFL. I wouldn't have had that. And then I get drafted to the NFL. All these things in my life, like, happen because, I had that mentality of like, I know what I want to do, what I think I'm going to do. This is what I'm aiming for every day. I'm going to pursue it with a relentless passion. But like, if I sense a roadblock or my team needs me here, then yes, coach, let's do it. I'm here for the team.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a fantastic reminder that kindness can take you farther than any road trip. The Nelsons and their 6 kids loaded up their van and hit the road from Utah for a summer vacation to Portland, Oregon. And when I say loaded up, I mean packed tighter than a suitcase 5 minutes before you have to head to the airport. Camping gear, beach gear, luggage, bikes. Did I mention 6 kids? Then disaster. The family's van and everything in it stolen from the hotel parking lot. Gone. They rented another ride and tried to salvage what was left of their vacation. Then something remarkable happened. Kindness stepped in. The owner of a Utah car dealership saw their story and decided to change the ending, giving them an entirely new van, no strings attached, no charge, just generosity.
Our kids are just like so overwhelmed, just saying, oh man, there's so many good people that really help us out and people do care and stuff. So that's been really good, I think, to show that to our kids.
Most people really would not do this kind of thing.
More people should try. I mean, we all have a lot more than we need.
Putting the pedal to the metal on kindness, the Nelsons lost a vehicle, but they gained a powerful reminder. Sometimes when life takes a wrong turn, a complete stranger can help steer you back in the right direction. All right, Sunshine, I've got some shout-outs for us today. This first one goes to Mrs. Douglas, Mrs. Clemente, and Mrs. Ricciuti at Jericho Middle School in Long Island, New York. Rise up and go, Jayhawks. Play that Friday music, not air. Have an awesome weekend. Laugh hard. Learn something new. Make someone smile. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.